In the spirit of July 4th, time to flash back to an interview we did with a Ben Franklin impersonator last year at this same time. Let's go back a few hundred years. What was your experience with money growing up?
Well, our family didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up. However, my father taught me principles of saving, and they have stuck with me ever since. And I think that is an important thing, that every parent consider the education they give to their young about money and about the value of money and about the importance of realizing that it is not a penny saved as a penny earned. It is a penny saved as two pennies, because unless we consider the investment of that penny, it just sits there and nothing happens.
Ben Franklin, for so many years you've been in charge of Poor Richard's Almanac, the publication that you conceived of and have published for the better part of 25 years, I believe, and a lot of your great witticisms come from Poor Richard's Almanac. Could you share one or two more financial tips with our listeners?
Well, you know, I think it's very important to realize that the money that we have given into our care is a trust for our family. It needs to be used very wisely for the good of ourselves and our families, but also when we do well, we have a duty to do good, for that is what keeps our nation going. It is not just the selfish use of money that is a concern to me. It is the selfish use of time and energy and ideas.
Any closing advice for our listeners that they can mull over this July 4th weekend?
My friends, seeds of ingenuity, the seeds of cooperation, the seeds of freedom and prosperity are in your hands. You must use them, you must water them, or they cannot grow.
That was Ben Franklin impersonator Ralph Archibald with some timeless advice from a man who knew a lot about money and patriotism, one of my favorite Americans.